For the first day, the theme was?
First day. The one time. Okay, so I'm going to say a sentence and then you finish off with the sentence with different answers. So Baba says, only at this one time, dot, dot, dot. Only at this one time do we? Sorry? Remember him? Claim our fortune? Meet him? What else? Hey? Sorry? Oh, Baba comes on earth. Yes. What else? Yes. This is the only time we ascend. What else? Hey? We can come to Madhuban. Only at this time is the subtle region open. Yeah, we can connect to our unlimited family. Make effort. Very good. What? Hey? To actually know who I am at this one time. This is the time we become a deity. Sorry? We spin the discus of self-realization. Claim our inheritance, like we practiced the other night. What else? History and geography of the world. Every single day in the Murli, what does Baba teach us and give us? Blessings? What else does he love teaching us? To be what? To be ever ready? Yeah. Good answers. Srimad, ultimately, even in today's Murli he mentioned it. He gives us and teaches us. Sorry? Treasures? What treasure? Baba says, you know who you are, but what kind of soul are you? So self-respect. This is only at this time he teaches us our self-respect. Only at this time he gives us the greatest self-respect. Every single day in the Murli, there's at least one self-respect title. Okay? So tonight, we're going to be soaked in self-respect. We're going to create that spiritual intoxication that Baba talks about. You know, even when Subhesh Didi was sharing today with all our karma yoga, what was the bottom line? Awareness, consciousness, self-respect. Isn't it? Everything boils down to that. I know I am a soul, but what kind of soul I am? Even today's Mali Baba said that, right? Okay, so we're going to do it the mandala way. Anyone use the mandala before? For meditation? Not just for simple coloring, but for meditation. Okay. What does the mandala symbolize? So? Yeah, it symbolizes oneness and harmony. It connects with your higher self. It's been used a lot in meditation because it's circular. Right? You have a central point. There's always a central point in a mandala. Right? And it moves outwards. So what is my center? Is it the center out there in every city? What is my center? Yeah, the soul. Right? I am the living center, not the physical center that I go to, isn't it? Okay, I have given a slip of paper to, I don't know, 4 or 5 angels. I can't remember who I gave it to. Do you mind standing up, please? So I've collected some very intoxicating self-respect Murli extracts that I would invite you to please read out. Okay? So when the angel is reading it out, I would like you to feel what Baba's trying to say and why is he saying it. Okay? So I'll start with Ankita. Close your eyes and feel it, okay?
No greater self-respect can be received by any soul throughout the whole cycle than the self-respect that you children receive at this conference age. The self-respect is so great. Are you aware of this? The intoxication of self-respect is so great. Does this remain in your awareness? The rosary of self-respect is very long. Continue to count each bead and remain lost in the love of this intoxication of self-respect. You have received the self-respect or these titles from Bap Dada himself. You have attained self-respect from God. Therefore, no authority can shake your spiritual intoxication of self-respect, because you have attained it from the Almighty Authority.
Always continue to fly with your stage of self-respect. Never let go of your self-respect. Even if you are sweeping the floor, what is your self-respect? Out of all the souls of the world, I am an elevated soul. Therefore, whilst doing any work, don't forget your spiritual self-respect. Do you have this intoxication? Spiritual intoxication? Whom do you now belong to? Do you remember your fortune?
Be constantly aware of your self-respect, of being an elevated soul that you have received from Bap Dada. I am an elevated soul who has received respect from God. You're not an ordinary soul, but you're a soul who has received respect from God. Therefore, to have self-respect in every thought and every action definitely enables you to achieve success. You're not a soul who performs ordinary actions, but a soul who is stable in your self-respect. Self-respect in every action will easily enable you to achieve success.
May you be a lighthouse who dispels darkness by having a direct connection with God's light. You children have a direct connection with God's light. Simply switch on your awareness of the self-respect using a direct line, and there will be light. No matter how dark the clouds that try to hide the light of the sun are, they too will disperse. In this way, you yourself will remain light anyway, and you will also become a lighthouse for others.
Just put everything on the floor for now, and whilst you're seated physically on the chair, remain seated on the golden throne in the middle of the forehead. Okay, and enjoy the journey.
I am light.
Seated very comfortably in the middle of my forehead. From deep down my heart, I invite Baba, the highest on high, to be with me. To be with me in Madhuban, the highest place in the world. I'm not going to the soul world, I'm not going to the subtle region. I invite Baba in Madhuban. At the most auspicious time of the cycle. And only at this time I get to embrace my fortune. In a second I feel Babdada's presence in front of me. In the middle of this circle. Brahma Baba in his angelic form and Shiv Baba, the supreme light shining bright in the middle of the forehead. Very subtle. Baba, as my father, showers me with unlimited and unconditional love every single day. Baba, my teacher, teaches me how to have the highest elevated vision of myself. And in fact, the respect the father has given me, his child, is even higher than that of himself. Baba, as my Sadguru, blesses me every single day and gives me salvation. Baba whispers to me, child, you know you're a soul now, but what sort of soul are you? I take drishti from Baba's eyes. feel the power. Feel the power of God's vision on you. Feel what self-respect title is Baba gifting me, especially right now. I am this. God says, I am this. Now very gently, I pick two colors and start coloring from the center of the mandala. Very silently, without talking, keeping Bab Dada right in front of you. Picking only two colors related to the self-respect. Starting from the center of the mandala, working your way outwards. Because the energy radiates from I, the soul. Inside out. So no whispering with each other, no talking. Just enjoy this intoxication of being on the seat of self-respect. So I ask myself, when can I use the self-respect in my life? What does this title mean to me? Becomes so firm and natural. So as you color, ask yourself, what does this mean to me? Why has Baba given this gift to me? Reminding yourself that I am this title. don't need to rush. Take your time and enjoy. Just be focused on your own mandala. Focused on my higher self. those two color pencils down. And two angels are going to come to you. And Baba invites you to pick a self-respect card. You can turn over the card when you get it. Meanwhile, choose another two colors that you feel connected to with the self-respect. So wait till you receive your self-respect card and then choose your color. Once you've chosen your two colors, you can start coloring your mandala and continue churning on. What does this self-respect mean to me at this moment in my life? Particularly asking, how would my thoughts, words, and actions be in this self-respect? Maybe select or see if there's a challenging situation in my life at the moment. How would it look like if I was seated on this title? Don't forget to pause in between to take that powerful, elevated Srishti from Bap Dada in the middle of the circle. God's rays radiating from the middle, from the center, outwards. feel the power of the self-respect becoming firm and natural.